Iraq's Kurdistan region says its forces have begun a major offensive to retake the northern town of Sinjar from the Daesh terrorists. According to Kurdistan's regional government, some 7,500 Peshmerga forces are closing in on Sinjar from three fronts. They've taken control of a major supply line used by Daesh between Syria's Raqqa city and the Iraqi city of Mosul. The objective is to cut the route captured by the terrorists last year. Kurdistan's regional government says its forces are planning to establish a buffer zone to protect Sinjar and its residents from the operation. The terrorists' use of bomb attacks and heavy machine guns are said to be slowing down the operation. Daesh overran Sinjar more than a year ago, killing and enslaving thousands of its Izzati residents. Let's speak to our correspondent, Altaf Ahmed, who joins us from Baghdad with the very latest. Now, Altaf, just walk us through this major operation that's taking place to free Sinjar.
Well, the Kurdish forces have launched an all-out offensive today on Thursday, an offensive which has been delayed for weeks now because of torrential rains, the same torrential rains which brought the Iraqi forces' operations on different fronts to a standstill. Today, the Kurdish forces, backed by Izzati volunteers, up to 7,500 fighters, are taking part in an all-out operation to liberate the predominantly Izzati district of Sinjar on Iraq's northern borders with Syria. The town is very strategic, namely because it straddles the main highway which connects Daesh's bastion in Iraq, Mosul, the so-called capital of their so-called caliphate, with their bastion in Syria, the province of Raqqa. What we know so far is that the Kurdish forces, backed by the Izzati volunteers, have managed to liberate the governor's office or the governor's building called the Qa'im Maqamiya inside of Sinjar. They have also been advancing in areas west and east of the predominantly Izzati district. And they have taken a number of villages and towns on the outskirts of Sinjar. We expect that the offensive will continue in coming days. However, it is very important to point out that, as we recall, Sinjar had come into the limelight back in August of 2014 when Daesh had launched an all-out offensive on the predominantly Izzati town, forcing tens of thousands of Izzatis out of the district and abducting into slavery thousands of women. We know that up till today, up to 4,000 Izzatis are still of unknown fate. Most of them are women and girls who have been abducted into Daesh's slave markets in both Iraq and Syria. We know that this incident has been invested by both the United States of America as well as the KRG, the Kurdistan Regional Government, for Washington. It was a pretext so that Washington could launch its so-called campaign against Daesh in Iraq. And for the KRG, it was a very good pretext to pressure the international community to provide them with arms directly. However, it is very clear that the Izzatis had lost their faith in the Barzani-led KRG, especially as the Kurdish officials have not been shy about their desires or their wanting to annex Sinjar as part of their project, their future project for an independent Kurdish state. Another issue I would like to highlight is the fact that the PKK, the Kurdistan Workers Party, or the Kurdish Workers Party, is taking place and has been taking part in the fighting for Sinjar since August of 2014. And we know that both Barzani and the United States of America are not too happy about that and have been actually supportive of Turkish airstrikes against the PKK fighters. So it's still unclear, or even if Sinjar is actually liberated or the operations end positively by which Daesh is expelled, the future of Sinjar, or the central government in Baghdad, is actually very wary about the future of Sinjar.
Okay, we'll keep a close eye on the situation. Press TV's Altaf Ahmed there, reporting from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. Altaf, thanks very much indeed.